know, how do, what you call it?
Worm
fence. Worm fence?
A worm and called first. And then they have the rails.
Pile them rails.
So they had 10 rails high, that was considered a good fence.
10 rails.
Yeah, 10 rails, and you could climb that fence too.
You could.
It's steady, that fence is steady.
It always looked like to me the rail fence of the animal could knock down, but they tell me they can't.
No, whenever that's all fixed in like that, you know, I don't, and then be this one, this one, this one. Wind would knock some of it down, probably a few rails off.
And they had it staked and rider too.
But after that, come the barbed wire.
What was that he was just saying?
You tell them, stake and rider.
Stake and rider.
What's a stake and rider?
That's to set the fence?
There'd be two rails on this corner set up, and
stake and rider.
Well, and a rail right up here in the porch of this, it locked the two together, the two joints together, you see. All the way down.
You got two of them set up like this.
Yeah.
Where would the one that locked go?
One that laid up in there.
They weren't laid up in that lock, yeah, up in that lock.
They make a V, and then it's laid up in the V of the rail.
Yeah.
Called a stake and rider.
Stake and rider.
How did the rest of the fence go?
It goes right on, right on, right on, just like that.
You mean all along, it's
like
this?
Yeah, like that, you see.
Every corner.
This way, and then this way, and this way, but it went straight on.
You have seen these fences, have you?
No. That's why it's hard for me to.
You get on Natchez Trace.
Natchez.
Yes.
Well, Mount Locust has got one.
Mount Locust. The oldest house on the Natchez Trace ain't far down the Natchez Trace.
It's got a split rail fence.
It's got one of the rail fences there.
It's got a rail fence around it.
I'll have to look for that on my way back.
Did you come the Natchez Trace?
Yes.
Well,
I don't ever see
it's to the left after you're about 6 miles.
Right, coming this way.
You have to get off the trace to go down to
it. No, it's right on the side of the road, the fence is, but the house is way over on the hill. The old.
Gee, I'll look going.
Well, it's not far,
right?
Right,
coming. Then you come this way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's on the left as she goes back. It's not far on the trace. Keep looking on the left.
David Roy and me furniture.
You do?
Well, the
is
lady,
that one of those houses open to the public?
Yeah, it's open to the public. They'll explain everything when you go in.
That'd be interesting. If I have time, I'm not flying to catch a plane. I might just stop off there.
I wish you would.
I'd love to do that. What are some other kind of fences that you think of around, that you have around on the farm?
Well, there's a fence, wire fences. You take the wire down
to
about here, you see, and then you put two or three string of wire, you know, on top to keep.
What kind of wire is this that you use on the top?
Barbed wire. And then we have picket fence. Did they rave these pickets out? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they roll them out of a throw.
Yeah, take a log, you see, and as long as they want that picket and the bust that log open with these
wedges
and then gluts,
iron wedges
and gluts.
Gluts.
All right.
Then they go to staving these